In this competitive society, people cannot avoid the stress from the bustle and hustle of modern life. Appropriate pressure is the motivation for our progress, while too much stress will have harmful effects on our health and work. We cannot avoid it, so we must learn to deal with it properly. In the first place, it is important to have a correct understanding about stress. We are now in a world where the fittest will survive, and it's better to ensure survival than being defeated. But to individuals, the social environment will not change. We have to realize both the positive and negative aspects of stress. It is like a double-edged sword, which may be used by us or may hurt us. The key point is whether you hold the blade or the handle. We can take it as a motive force for us to make progress, make full use of it, and avoid being hurt by it. In the second place, people have to adjust their own mood and mentality. We should say to ourselves that I like challenges and I am strong, but never think I am a loser or I cannot stand that anymore. The positive hint will change your attitude and then affect the result of your behavior. And it is also of great importance to cherish what you have got. The common weak point of the human being is that he longs for what he cannot get, but does not value and protect what he has at the moment. Most people are thinking about how to own more, such as social status, power, honor, and so on. At last, the more they want, the more pressure they get. If they can give something up, they will feel better. Finally, some practical measures can help us to handle stress in our life. Having a plan on the career, increasing the competitiveness, and learning to control your time will do much help to reduce the stress. It is advisable to separate work from life. Work hard when you are at work and have a good rest when you are free. In other words, there must be a boundary. To sum up, the stress in our life is inevitable, and we must learn to handle it effectively. We must have a right understanding about it, try our best to adjust our own mentality, and use practical ways to reduce it.